And one of the things I noticed right away when I introduced these stories to the class is that they loved the stories, but they would always say, how did you know to pick that name? Mm-hmm. That's such a common name for my country. And I personally did not know that that was a top name in the country, but ChatGPT did.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. It is 2024. And whether you're joining for the first time, 100th time, or for the 200th time, I am so glad you're here. I have lots of exciting things in store for you this year. Each episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast is designed to give you ideas you can try yourself, share with a colleague, or bookmark for later in the school year. Get ready for stories from my time in the classroom, the work I do now with schools and districts, and my travels to different EdTech events, as well as practical ideas and inspiring stories from new guests each month. If we mentioned something you'd like to check out, you'll find the link to it in the show notes. So don't forget to head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. This episode is sponsored by my new free webinar, 24 Tips for 2024, Simple Ways to Save Time Using ChatGPT. I'll share tips for educators who are new to using chatbots and ideas you can spin and make your own if you're already diving into the world of chatbots. We'll look at ChatGPT, of course, alongside alternatives like Claude and Bard 2. Join us for the free webinar live on January 4th, or if you miss it live, catch the limited replay during the month of January. Either way, head to classtechtips.com/2024 for more details. Today's episode is titled Leveraging ChatGPT for Customized Learning with Sarah Wysocki. And I first came across Sarah's work by reading an article she wrote for Edutopia. She mentioned a strategy using generative AI that we'll talk about today. And I reached out to her to see her if she would chat and share her story with listeners of the podcast. I think I sent her a DM on Twitter or Instagram reaching out and invited her to come on the podcast so that you could hear about what she's working on and put it into practice in your own learning environments. If you are brand new to ChatGPT or if you are playing around with chatbots at all, wherever you're at in your AI chatbot journey, you are definitely in for a treat. I've been quoting one part of this episode in a lot of my conversations with educators over the winter time. We're going live with this episode the first week of January, but we record this a little closer to Thanksgiving. And I did a bunch of December webinars where I gave Sarah and her article a shout out. So I think you'll really love today's conversation. Welcome to the podcast. I am so excited to chat with you today about creating scripts with ChatGPT, using chatbots, generative AI, and of all the things. But before we jump in, can you share a bit about your role in education? What does your day-to-day look like?
Yes. So my name is Sarah Wysocki, and I work as an English language learner teacher, and I work with students that are brand new to the country. So most of my students have pretty limited English, and I teach them for at least one 90-minute block a day where I'm the lead teacher. And then I also work as a support teacher in different classes throughout the day. So depending on the day, things can look a little bit different, but generally I'm with students, and really one of my main jobs is to get them speaking and comfortable taking academic risks and being a little silly and just being comfortable speaking, even if it's not perfect.
Well, I read a little bit about your experience and some of the things that you are doing in Edutopia, which is why I reached out for our conversation today. And today we're talking about generative AI, specifically ChatGPT. And I'm hoping you can describe a bit about your initial experiences using ChatGPT.
Yes. Well, I should start off with, I'm not like a tech nerd or anything like that. I first started hearing about ChatGPT about a year ago. I think like a lot of people, I was just kind of curious, like, what is this and what's it capable of? And so a friend and I, we just started playing around with putting in complex text into ChatGPT. And we would say, simplify this to a third grade reading level, but keep the key points. And it was just like, we were blown away with how quickly ChatGPT was able to make articles like specific to our students' reading level. So that was like kind of our introduction. And then we just started playing around with putting in standards and create a lesson based around these standards. I teach in a school in Virginia, so we would use Virginia standards. Mm-hmm. And we were kind of just blown away with just how many ideas it created. And not that we would necessarily use everything as it was, but it would give us these little nuggets of like, oh my gosh, this is a great tool or a good perspective that we probably could have come up with on our own, but it just, ChatGPT makes the process so much faster.
Yeah, I think that idea of being blown away, right, is a really common feeling for people who are looking at this the first time, whether they looked at it the first time about a year ago or yesterday or tomorrow, right? It's the first time they're opening up these spaces. So it was interesting to hear you say that you were speeding up, some of your workflow, that you were seeing some results, but maybe not all of them were great, right? And you're looking at them through that lens of personalized learning. So how can educators integrate ChatGPT into their lesson planning? Can you tell us more about this idea of creating leveled content to share with students?
Yes. And I think like the content can be leveled in lots of different ways. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we were playing around with was making lessons more culturally relevant.
Nice.
And so for like a biology lesson, ChatGPT was able to come up with like plants and animals specific to regions that our students came from, which is pretty cool because like I don't know a lot about like Mongolia or Ethiopia or some of these countries where we were just able to get something that was really relatable to our students without having to spend hours creating that. So that's one way, is just asking for just a short story about a child from, it could be a specific town, and just how it comes up with something that the kids really relate to. And in my article, I talked about using Reader Theater. And one of the things I would do is just create a short script about a child from whatever country. And one of the things I noticed right away when I introduced these stories to the class is that they love the stories, but they would always say, how did you know to pick that name? Mm-hmm. That's such a common name from my country. And I personally did not know that was the, a top name in the country, but ChatGPT did. And I think just being able to make lessons where children really see themselves and what they're interacting with, especially as our world is more diverse, we're teaching children from a lot of different backgrounds. So I think the more we can weave in things that are personalized to them, and ChatGPT can do it pretty quickly. And you still have to do your due diligence to make sure that it's accurate, but it's a great starting point.
And that idea of, using a name that's really common in a part of the world, like that gives me chills, right? That a student would see themselves, right? Or see their community or see a relative, right? In those stories. And like you said, like you might not, especially if you're working with students with a wide variety of backgrounds, you might not have specific experience, right? With every space in the world your students are coming from. So what, it feels like a little thing, but it's such a massive thing for a student to spend some time right in that piece of writing that you are writing that you've generated. And then on the other hand, I can't help but think of like, I taught fifth grade for several years where I was hunting for readers' theaters during different parts of the year. And it was such a struggle, not only to find level text, but to find something that kids were even going to be excited about. So I just love those examples. And I'm sure for listeners, it's getting, their wheels spinning about even something just little, right? That could have a huge impact. So, what has your experience been like? You mentioned it a little bit with the Virginia State Standards, but what has your experience been like adding standards to your prompts? Do you have any tips for educators who want to try like adding that extra piece to a prompt that they're crafting?
Yes, I would just most of us have curriculum guides, and you can cut and paste the whatever standard you're working on and say, create a lesson based around this standard and then get specific about what you're looking for. Maybe it's a closed reading text based on this standard and it can do that. Or it might be create a unit around these standards, and you have more than one standard placed in there and it will also do that. One of the things I think is most powerful about ChatGPT is just the ideas that it generates. Mm-hmm. And you might have a lesson where you're not going to take that verbatim and use it, right. But it'll give you this outline where it takes away so much of the grunt work and then you make it your own. But any lesson, no matter where you're getting it from, like that's where the teaching comes in, is by putting yourself behind it. But I think it just and with ChatGPT, the more specific you could be. So if you're using those exact standards, put the state that you're in, like, you know, Virginia state standard, and then cut and paste that. Sure. And ChatGPT does a pretty great job of, if nothing else, giving you a starting point and helping you generate some new ideas.
Yeah. And that, you know, ideation, right? Getting a list of things that maybe you wouldn't have thought of, or if you haven't taught something in a long time, or it's the first time of something. And even just, you know, I feel like when you ask for like a lesson plan or a lesson outline, there's sometimes even things that you might have always done a certain way. And now you're thinking, okay, I could do this in a different order, right? Something even like that, just to push your thinking, I think is really interesting about using this space. And, you know, are there challenges that you've faced when using ChatGPT? Are there things that have or any roadblocks or obstacles, you know, that have gotten in the way as you've been exploring this space?
There really hasn't been too many negatives about it. Like I said, sometimes you still have to read through things and do your due diligence that it's accurate. But I've found that most of what it produces is pretty accurate. And it's just such a powerful, quick tool. So the challenges have not been that great. There has been times where I will put in a complex text and say, simplify this to AWIDA for AWIDA 1, which is a newcomer to the country, at that reading level. And sometimes it might still be too complex for my specific students. So then, you can just say, simplify further. So sometimes you do have to follow up to make sure that you're getting the end result you want. And it might not be on the first try. But there's, you know, and as you play with ChatGPT, you'll also realize the types of prompts that get you the results and how to type in prompts so you're getting what you want. But sometimes when your first result isn't exactly what you want, it's as simple as saying, okay, use this framework, but maybe put more of an emphasis on a certain part of the lesson, which it will regenerate. So sometimes you have to go through more than one thing to get it to get the end result that you want.
I love that recommendation. And it's such a good reminder that even if you have a lot of experience in the space or you're starting off for the first time, right, it may be that you need to add something extra. I know, you know, I'll often say, give me 5 more ideas, right? Even if I asked for 10 to begin with, I just want something else, or give me something unexpected, or I didn't even think that this would be useful. And so then I add it in for that second time. So such a good reminder to someone, like if it's not working just right, I'm using air quotes as we're talking, right? Like if it's not working just right, then there may be that little follow-up that can have a big difference. So if you're chatting with educators, maybe in your own school community, maybe someone like me who reached out to you virtually, right, after seeing your article, right? What advice do you have for educators who want to start using chatbots in their classroom? Is there, you know, perhaps maybe for someone who just needs that first prompt or that first strategy they can try out this week?
Well, I think the one thing is not to be afraid of it, because some people are like, oh, this is creepy. But I think just play around with it. Have it write a short story and see what you think. One thing that's been really helpful for me is I have a friend in the building that's also very interested in IA and ChatGPT. So we just have brainstorming sessions together. And we also have fun with it. We're like, oh, let's put, you know, write a story about middle school teachers or something, you know,
whatever. Yeah,
But just using that as like kind of a fun space. And then, but working with someone who also is maybe, you know, like, cause that's how I started. I didn't really know anything about this, but then a friend of mine said something and we started planning and just playing around with it. And a lot of what our first session was really just, what can this do? And so we were like, can it write a lesson plan? Oh, it can. Can it write a unit plan? Is it any good? And so just playing around with that. And for me, I've been teaching for a long time. So it might be using a plan that you've, you know, kind of an old standby, but how can you tweak it? So maybe you're using something that you've already had, and just, can you freshen this up for 2023 for the kids that we're teaching now or specific to your students? So I think, and also looking at ChatGPT, not as something additional, but something that really can make your life simpler and help make learning meaningful to your students. So, so my big thing would be just have fun with it, play around, put in a standard, say, write a lesson plan. If someone else is interested, like we always call them the geek out sessions where we're like, hey, you want to meet up and we'll see new things in IA. And it's just fun. So I think if you keep it fun, that's good. And it's a good starting point.
And just this idea that you mentioned, right, that this doesn't have to feel like it's an additional thing. I keep saying, you know, that it's adjacent, not additional, right? It's right alongside all the stuff we're already doing. And it will probably help us, you know, work smarter, not harder through whatever that goal might be, right? If the goal is to have more personalized learning materials, if the goal is to differentiate instruction, right? Whatever it might be, right? It's right alongside us, you know, this whole time. So Sarah, where do you see the role of generative AI like ChatGPT? Where do you see this evolving in education in the future? Any predictions or things that you're watching as we enter into 2024?
That's a great question and something that I have thought a lot about. I kind of think of it almost as Google, like everyone is going to use this. And so it is, we need to teach our students how to use it. And I think that I listened to Adam Grant's podcast, and he had a college professor who was saying that I will not accept any poorly written work anymore because they have this tool that is there that can help with grammar and editing and things like that. So I think that it could raise the bar for what is expected. I also think that it's going to really open up the door to personalized learning and hopefully maybe move us away from standardized testing, because those skills are going to become less and less important as the world evolves and information is just so easy to come by. So it's really like how can you teach kids to think about positive ways to use ChatGPT. How can you make them be critical of what they're reading and try and evaluate their sources to make sure it's a good one? So I think that it's going to open up some doors and like anything, we're going to have to teach people how to use it. We're going to have to educate ourselves because there's also the dark side to it too. Mm-hmm. But I think that it has the potential to really change the face of education.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's so many things that are evolving right now that I know I'm watching closely too. And Sarah, thank you so much for sharing your stories of what's happening in your classroom, what you're trying out, what you're interested and excited about. Where can people connect with you? Where can they learn more about your work?
Well, I have a whole couple dozen followers on Twitter, at Sarah Wysocki 10 and on Twitter. I'm also on LinkedIn. And I'm a writer for Edutopia. So if you do a Google search of me, Edutopia will show up. And yeah, that's a good way to find me.
Perfect. And we'll link out to all those resources, including your article, so people can find it. Thank you so much for your time today.
All right. Thank you.
It was so much fun chatting with Sarah today about the way she's leveraging ChatGPT to customize learning in her classroom. Next week, we'll talk with ASCD author Allison Rodman all about ways to set professional learning goals for this year. So if maybe AI connects to your professional learning goals, or you're just curious about a ChatGPT connection, Ali shares an example of a prompt you can use in our conversation next week. You'll definitely want to make sure you are subscribed to the Easy EdTech podcast and see or listen to that one next week. So let's finish up this episode like we always do with a few key points. Brainstorm ways to personalize learning for students. Refine your prompt with follow-up instructions. Add in information like the standard you are teaching. Use chatbots like ChatGPT to find connections that are relevant to students. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode, including all of the ways to connect with Sarah Wysocki, on classtechtips.com/podcast and finding today's episode number 248. This episode is sponsored by my new free webinar, 24 Tips for 2024, Simple Ways to Save Time Using ChatGPT. I'll share tips for educators who are new to using chatbots and ideas you can spin and make your own if you're already diving into the world of chatbots. We'll look at ChatGPT, of course, alongside alternatives like Claude and Bard 2. Join us for the free webinar live on January 4th, or if you miss it live, catch the limited replay during the month of January. Either way, head to classtechtips.com/2024 for more details. This March, we'll celebrate 5 years of the Easy EdTech podcast. To help celebrate, I'm hoping you can do us a favor. Leave a rating or review for the podcast wherever you're listening today. Spotify will let you tap on the stars, and Apple Podcasts will let you tap on the stars too and leave a 1 or 2 sentence review. A big thank you in advance for helping us get ready to celebrate this March.